Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have Guthrie County Conservation Director, Brad Halterman.
Brad, thanks for joining me here today.
Yes.
As winter is approaching and some of the parks are shutting down, can you explain, like, what's shutting down at the state parks in Guthrie County?
Yeah, at our county parks, both Lennon Mill and the Nations Bridge, this time of year always brings kind of the end of the camping season. Our restroom facilities and our shower house facilities are not heated, so every year we have to winterize those and shut those down for the season. So next week, first part of the week, this will be the last weekend that our Nations Bridge restroom and shower house are open. We will be winterizing those and shutting those down first part of next week. So again, we always, you know, always get to this time of year, and we always shoot for that October 15th time frame to shut things down. But everything is weather permitting. If we happen to get a cold snap before that and get consistently freezing temperatures at night, we might have to shut it down early. But we had a couple close nights, but generally it's been warmer, so we've kept those things open for past the 15th for this year. But with the weather and temperatures that are coming in next week, we're going to shut everything down. So in both of those parks, the restrooms and shower house will all be shut down. However, we do leave our electricity on throughout the fall and the winter. So if, you know, folks that are still self-contained and want to come out camping at both Lennon Mill and Nations Bridge, electricity is on. They can come on out and continue to camp as long as they want to.
And campers that want to continue to camp but still have electricity, what would ideas for them to stay safe without some of the stuff out there?
Yeah, generally it's just kind of keeping a close eye on the weather and knowing the limitations of their campers. There's some campers out there that are set up to that are heated and the underbody's heated so that they can, you know, not have to worry about things freezing up throughout the winter. But there's some that aren't, and just keeping a close eye on the weather so that those temps don't dip down enough where they wake up in the morning and all their pipes and everything is frozen. So we generally, you know, every winter we generally get a few campers here and there that come out, especially, you know, through this next weekend. We'll have some campers out and about, but main thing is just keep a close eye on that weather, know the limitations of your camper and what those temps and what it can handle and what they can't.
So as far as electricity, they will still have water?
Yes. Yeah. Now, Nations Bridge, our water spigots are on all year. Also, they're self draining spigots, so they won't freeze up. So, water at Nations Bridge is available to fill their campers' tanks up with. Down at Lennon Mill, that's a different situation. We have to shut the water off to that spigot down there. So there's no water available at Lennon Mill. Nations Bridge, there will be. But again, both those parks, the electricity is left on, so those folks can come in and plug in and camp anytime they want.
For Lennon Mills campers, how do they go about without water?
Generally they'll fill their tanks up before they leave home or before they get to the park. And, so they'll show up with a tank full of water to be able to, you know, use for whatever their purposes are. And also here in Panora, just up the street from Lennon Mill Park, we have a dump station, so those campers can dump their tanks when they're done camping. So generally they just fill up before they leave.
How do you go about maintenance, and what do you guys kind of do for the winterized season?
Yeah, well, we down at Nations Bridge with our two restroom facilities and our shower house, it's basically getting all the water drained out of the lines and blown out of the lines, antifreeze in the different drains and things that, you know, water might happen to collect or sit into. So it's getting antifreeze down there. But it's mainly just getting all the lines drained down and blown free of water so that we don't have any water sitting in them to freeze and crack pipes through the wintertime. So it sounds like it's a simple process, but it takes some time. It takes a day to get everything winterized and shut down and kind of closed up for the winter.
What are some of the improvements you guys want to make to add for next summer's camping season?
Now, the biggest improvement, the biggest project that we're working on is a new shower house down at Nations Bridge. So we're in the beginning stages of getting everything set up and lined up. But the plan right now is to tear the old shower house down at some point in time this winter, and get work, get a contractor in, and start work on the cement work and lining everything up, getting everything done for a new shower house to be built next summer. And time frame for getting some of this stuff done right now, is, especially with everything else that's going on, is a lot longer waits for things, and even the simple what used to be a simple thing of getting, you know, a sink and sink and stool and hand dryers and things like that is taking a lot longer than it in the past has. So right now we're looking at a new shower house going up down at Nations Bridge for mid to late summer next year. And so there, you know, there's potentially going to be a time frame where a shower house is not available down at Nations Bridge. But I know that might put some campers, you know, obviously they use the shower house, they wish there was one, but that's one of the downfalls of improvements is sometimes there's got to be that downtime in order to get these improvements done. So we're looking at a time frame where there won't be a shower house down there, but the old one's been taken down and the new one's getting built and put up and ready to go. So right now, time frame is mid to late summer for the new shower house to go in. So it's looking like potentially the beginning of the summer there won't be a shower house down at Nations Bridge, but we get a new one in and have it available for campers for the last half of the summer. That's our big project that we're working on now, and of course trying to get everything up and going and lined up and all that work done. There's a lot of work ahead of us, but we're looking forward to that project.
And then what was kind of wrong with the old shower house? So what was kind of the thought process on why you guys needed a new shower house at Nations Bridge?
Well, the shower house that's down there now was built back in the late 70s. It's a block cement block structure, and it's prime. It's gone past its prime. It's a lot of the infrastructure in there is breaking down and kind of nickel and diming us, you know, year to year, and it's just outdated, worn out, and it's time, or maybe a tad bit past time for a new shower house facility down there. So, you know, when that shower house was put in, you know, since that time frame, you know, in the last 35, 40 years, a lot of new rules and regulations have come into play, and codes and everything. So trying to keep up with those and alter things down there, we're just at a point where it's time to get something new and code worthy and usable, you know, down there. So it's just time. Like I said, maybe even a little past time to do it. So we're starting the project and ready to go with it, again, it's a project that needs to be done, and folks will be very happy with it when it's all said and done.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Conservation Director Brad Holtzman. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.